It's us. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN, along with Hannah and Dane. You know them from the Flavor HD, one of the best food websites there is on the entire internet. Guys, welcome back.
You just, great to see you. We've just jumped a level to, it's called The Flavor HD.
The Flavor HD. I added the.
Can I tell you what it's I learned about Flavor HD? Kevin, the producer, and I learned this at the exact same time. It was an aha moment. When you said Flavor HD, we finally figured that H and D stood for Hannah and Dane.
They did not know that until yesterday.
Had no idea.
You did not know that?
Well, high definition. I don't know why.
It's a lot of flavor.
I was just trying to be clever, but also like with layers of clever. And I'm glad that layer finally has been removed.
Yeah, after how long?
A couple of years.
Yeah,
but it was there. It finally happened. Today, Hannah and Dane have brought in a guest. It's Chef Marcus Ford. Hi, Marcus. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Great to see you guys today? Really good. I guess people would know you primarily, not just a chef to some of Chicago's elite, but you've been appearing on The Taste on television.
Oh, that was a couple years ago. Let's not bring
that
up.
It still counts.
But, you know, it's still relevant. It's still relevant. People
still
like
Magic Door as a reference, and I did that when I was six.
There you go.
A room zoom zoom.
I'll clear the courtroom.
Which was the one with the big icy bill?
That was Romper Room. It was not on Romper Room.
No. I wish.
Nor did they ever say icy Hannah. They never did.
They didn't do Wendy either, because back then those names were not very popular.
No.
It's unfortunate.
Every day.
There's a lot to discuss today. I guess we're going to start out. We wanted to talk a little bit about the foods of St. Patrick's Day.
Well, we were, but since we already introduced Marcus, we might as well get into the reason he's here today. He's with us on a regular basis.
Because I love you guys. That's why.
Good friend of the show. He's coming in, and the station is doing some things with the Flower and Garden Show, an event that I've heard so much about, because I like both flowers and gardens, and even when they're together, apart.
And shows.
And shows. All the things I like are right there. And so Marcus and I are going to be doing one of the demos on Saturday, so we're going to be on the Flower and Garden stage cooking some great food and hopefully entertaining some people with the Micelle Bouillon folks.
Very good.
Oh, Micelle Bouillon. I'm sorry. I thought we were doing our Who's On First thing.
That's to follow. Yeah. But it's, and some soft shoe, which will be nice.
But it should be. I got
soft
a
shoe crabs.
I got a.
Yes. I have
a script and a storyboard, and we'll work through it a little bit later. But if those people who've seen Marcus do like KitchenAid cooking theater demos, or certainly if they've been one of the clients, they're in for a treat. It's going to be great.
I know that you are sworn to secrecy, and you've told us you cannot mention the names of the Chicago elite for whom you have cooked for.
It sounds like a soccer team, right?
Yes.
Arena football?
We can do that.
You give us a hint or two, just something that you don't have to say any names, but what sort of lines of work are these people in?
Some Chicago dignitaries, some entrepreneurs, people that are in capital management, people that are in healthcare. I did one interview recently where I think I roughly calculated a few of my clients. I think three of them put together, their total assets are over $25 billion.
Oh, nice assets.
Why, thank you.
The thing we always wonder is, you know, because I'll never wonder what it's like to, like, you know, go to the bank account and see the $25 billion there, but I always wonder, like, if are they eating different things than we are, or like, what is it?
So here's the funny thing: one of my clients, no names,
unicorns. With a glass of ice cold glass of panda tears.
Oh, you thought dinosaurs were extinct? They still keep them. They have the eggs. One of my clients loves PB&J. It's pretty funny.
Elvis. That's bananas. PB and bananas.
I do that too, and I add bacon to mine, of course.
Oh, now see that would kick it over the edge for me.
See, and the first time I made him a PB&J, he was like, "Now you know I like creamy, not crunchy."
Oh,
I'm like, great. I went to culinary school. I've cooked for celebrities, and I just messed up PB&J.
You gotta go crunchy.
You got to go crunchy. Crunchy with strawberry, though. I don't do the grape thing. Sorry.
Oh, interesting. So you don't do anything like that out of the ordinary. If a client says to you, this is the kind of food I like.
I try to fit within their dietary restrictions. Some of them have allergies. Some of them are just trying to be more health conscious. But most of the time, they're bringing me in to entertain.
Yeah.
So it's not just cooking their breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're bringing me in because they have special guests. One of my clients took me to the Super Bowl this year. So I was in Arizona for 8 days. Amazing. Got back the day after you people got 19 inches of snow. That was a little disheartening.
You're welcome.
Nothing. Yeah.
Good timing.
Yeah. Thinking about going back there.
Oh, man. And do they say to you when they hire you, Marcus, by the way, this is a secret between us. You can't divulge the information that you have cooked for me. Does that ever come up?
There are confidentiality contracts, of course.
Wow.
Wow.
For security reasons.
Yep.
It's so cloak and dagger. Well, but people can order. I mean, I've had peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but you always kind of
Braggart.
Put a...
Listen to you. Was,
back before the stock drop, you know.
Well, he has the good kind of the cellophane you peel off the top with a little stick in there, you know.
Yeah. I was going to bring those in as a sample, and then I thought, well, sure, that would be, you know.
That'd be an insult.
It'd be a little elitist.
Marcus, we've discussed this on the show before, but you're a professional. You do this for a living, so maybe you can tell. My dad's theory is if you slice a sandwich diagonally, you get more. Is that true? That can't be true. It is true.
Absolutely.
He's right.
Absolutely.
It tastes better when it's cut at a diagonal, though.
Fancy.
Because you
I can
get,
charge more that way.
Oh.
And you get a little bit, like, I like pie cut pizza because you get a little bit of the center and the edge. It's not.
There you go.
It just tastes better to me. And it goes in your mouth easier when it's pointed.
Right.
I will tell you, the kids, when I do the diagonal cut and then I kind of stack it, you know, like fancy, I plate for them. Mm-hmm. And they love it. They think it's so fantastic. They're like, oh, Mom, it's like a restaurant.
So there's like a drizzle of Fritos on top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Just
crusted.
A little.
A drizzle
it's
of
crusted.
Fritos.
It's crusted with Fritos.
It is a Frito gastrique. Exactly.
Isn't a sandwich also
don't
better?
Don't make fun of me with my gastrique now. Don't.
Isn't a sandwich better if you put a toothpick with a little colored cellophane?
You have
thing
to have the frills on it. Do you know that's a law?
No, why is that a law?
Because if you're in like professional restaurants, if you don't have the cellophane on there, if you don't have the cellophane on there, you could easily just, it could be the same color as the bread. You'd bite right into it.
Oh.
So it's
I never
of
thought of that.
Yeah.
How right. come no one ever puts umbrellas in sandwiches? Wouldn't that be cute?
A tropical sandwich.
Yeah.
I like that.
I'm serious.
Can I use that?
Yeah.
Dang, guess what we're doing at the show on Saturday?
I will tell you, though, on the cellophane-wrapped toothpick, I once finished a sandwich and then crumpled the paper.
Yes.
And the toothpick went right into my hand.
You
so always dispose of those
you gotta be careful. That ruins a dinner party.
And speaking of Easter,
stigmata and meatballs. Oh,
nice. All right, more in just a little bit. We've got Hannah and Dane. Chef Marcus Ford is here, and it's us, Bill and Wendy, if you want to join in. 312-981-7200. Back in just a little bit. It's us, WGN.
That word just haunts
that
me.
Practice is paying off, though.
No, it's
just getting better. It's hard
digitally.
To so hard to
I
do.
I practice it at home.
See, that's why digitally. We're bad, because we practice it. If you just don't think about it and
you
let it
digitally.
Flow, it'll say digitally and no problem.
There's a speech person on staff here just for that word.
Right. His only job is to coach
I'm
us through that.
I'm a digital guy.
It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. It's Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD. And Chef Marcus Ford is also joining us. You know, I'm still going to say the taste, because that's an impressive credit. That's a good show to be a part of.
You know what? It was season one, episode one. So you just like the rest of the reality
but
shows, they show you all
good.
The ones who didn't make it.
But you
I was that guy.
Looked good.
That's what's important, because no one asks how you
debut.
Feel, it's how you look.
The debut episode, that's important.
That got higher ratings than any of the subsequent episodes.
That's right. Sad,
that's,
really.
That's true.
But it's true.
Oh, right. That's go on, Dane.
Totally
well,
true.
It is that time of year, and just like turkey, you think about turkey, I get a taste for. I love Thanksgiving. I love the whole the turkey. The
it's
stuffing.
Turkey time.
Is
well, I'm
it
just
Thanksgiving
saying,
already.
I'm making a comparison, and
don't even say anything related to sweater weather.
When it comes to St. Patrick's Day, corned beef. I mean,
corned beef and cabbage and horseradish.
I love it, but only this time of year do I. It's like you don't have a Corona while you're sitting.
You don't have a Reuben like any other time of the year.
Not. It's not the same thing. You know, it's not the big hunk with the cabbage.
The big fatty hunk that is just the best.
Hey, I'm sitting right here.
Oh, sorry about that. Apologies, Marcus.
Marcus's old hip-hop name.
I was supposed to leave
fatty
the room
hunk.
For that.
Next week at 11 will be Chef Marcus Ford.
Mm-hmm. With horseradish.
As big fatty hunk.
Now, may I ask, I don't know if you know the history of this, but was that the food, was that the official food in Ireland, or
they
is that
been
Americanized?
They don't eat it, do they?
Well, as we all know, for the longest time in Ireland, the only thing there was to eat was just potatoes and rocks and things like, and just
rocks?
A lot, and Guinness and things like that.
Little charms.
I love eating Guinness.
Have you seen those pictures of the coast?
Address letters to 435 North. Yeah.
No, I'm just saying. So, that I do not know.
I don't think it's popular there.
It's not as popular as you would think.
We made that prominent here in the States. Yeah?
It did. Okay. We adopted it. People went, oh, that's yummy. And then we eat it every year. Things like a shepherd's pie, that is more traditional. So,
all right,
those are great too. Marcus always puts kind of an elevated spin on things when you have either clients or events that you have to do, and it is holiday specific, especially on a great food holiday like St. Patrick's Day. Like, what kind of things do you make?
I don't think I've ever been asked to do a St. Patrick's Day.
If you were,
if I were,
like right now,
I'm putting it out there right now. I'm available. That actually, no, I do have a party that day, but it's a breakfast, and they specifically said nothing for St. Patrick's Day. But we're still doing like green crystal glasses and. the whole bit. Okay. But yeah, I have done, you know, creative Rubens where they're like miniature done in egg roll wrappers and then deep fried. So you can just, you know, pop them, eat them on the go.
In egg roll wrappers. I would
like
not have put that
Ruben
together.
Ruben poppers sounds like a great
band
name for sure. And two, that sounds delicious.
It could be a boy band.
A little horseradish sauce. That would be nice.
A little Thousand Island on the side.
I don't think Thousand Island belongs on a Reuben. I say hold the Thousand Island and put the horseradish.
Yes.
I'm all over that.
I said my notes. I got it.
I'm
on it.
Reuben Poppers, the band with the front man of Big Fatty Hunk.
Yeah, exactly.
Out front. And the background singers like Hannah and I. And thank God for Hannah. She's got some great stuff with some recipes for like soda bread.
What did I just say? The
Shepherd's pie.
Shepherd's pie. Thank you. And
Shepherd's pie. You have to say it like
coffee.
That.
Because
I'm going to put on my kilt just to get us all in the mood right now.
That's good times anytime, an Irish coffee.
Hannah, forgive me for not knowing this. I see soda bread referred to often, especially this time of year, but I don't understand it.
It's very dry.
Is that what it is?
It is very dry.
Is it soda because there's carbonated water being used in the process? Why is it called soda bread?
Got to be, Bill.
It is a speedy alternative for busy households. Ingredients include flour, salt, baking soda, and buttermilk.
Oh, so it's the
that kind of soda
bread. It's baking
soda bread. No wonder it's dry.
Yeah, but it is traditionally served for breakfast with butter and jams jellies.
So it's
jams
healthy.
And jellies. It is, but what it is a lot of these foods were born out of necessity for the lifestyle, which was very hardworking and long days.
Yeah.
And so it was hearty and kept them warm and full.
Huge Irish population and a love affair with all things.
Yeah, who pretend to be Irish.
Well, and the river, they do that. It pretends to be green, you know, for a little bit of time.
No, it's green.
It's actually green.
It's green right now.
It's greener on St. Patrick's
Day. That's what we do. We dyed like a different shade of green. That's what we do.
It's chartreuse green.
It's absinthe green, yes.
Yes, it is absinthe green. That is a good one.
But what do you guys do for, do you do anything to celebrate? Do you have some green beer?
Well,
do you have a?
You know, I've told you this before. I started making for Christmas years ago an eggnog pie, and I switched the recipe around a little bit, and now it's a Bailey's Irish cream pie that I do at St. Patrick's Day. It's people who I've given it to always say the same thing. There's no way in the world you made this.
So wait a minute. I'm confused. I'm confused.
Yeah.
So you make it for Christmas and then it's green by St. Patrick's Day?
No. No, it sounds like it, doesn't it?
That's
no,
nice.
That's not it.
That's
no,
clever.
He makes an eggnog pie at Christmas.
That's really
and
good
then he
too.
Substitutes the eggnog with the
I use Bailey's Irish cream instead of eggnog, and I've come up with this myself. And
it's magically delicious.
Everyone I give
I thought
it to,
you were serving 3-month-old pie and it was
No. But the problem with it is you can't, like a lot of times if you make a pie or something that's alcohol based, the flavor it cooks out the alcohol, you know this, but with the Bailey's Irish cream pie it does not, and you can get looped
it.
On a slice or two of pie.
You freeze it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It
so
is
you gotta be careful.
Super crazy yummy. It's magically delicious in keeping with a leprechaun theme.
It is one of the better pies that I've had, and I have no doubt that you made it with divine inspiration and all of that, but it is, yeah, you can really taste. So if you like those, you know, desserts that have a little bit of the alcohol taste in them,
and
it's right there for you.
Who doesn't?
I just drink the alcohol.
Yeah,
I mean, and then I have a dessert.
Who needs the calories of all that pie?
Right.
Just give me the liquor.
I drink my calories.
Bill made the eggnog pie one night when we came in to do the overnight shift with you.
Right.
And I think I had like 3 bites and I had to sleep on a couch.
Seriously?
It's
pretty good.
We were here for a long shift that night because I was like, I'm not driving. I don't drink a ton. So when you make me a cocktail, sir, I have to sip it for the whole evening and I'm still looped. So anyway, but it was, it's powerful, people. That's what I'm saying.
It's good pie.
You know, if we were, this was a normal radio show, people would then say, well, could you give us the recipe to this? And to that I say, no. I would prefer to keep it to myself.
Only to Chicago's Elite.
Oh,
it's on flavorhd.com.
I thought it was only Chicago's Elite.
Yes, people, I can't say the names of the people.
For $9.95 a month, you'll get the password to log
in. But I will. So go to flavorhd.com.
Or I could do that thing that ants do, which is leave out a major ingredient like the Bailey's Irish cream. I could tell you how to make it, but leave out the most important ingredient. Don't you have an aunt that does that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Taffy apples are great, but what's missing?
The
I didn't
apple.
Tell them about the apple, yeah.
That I had a cousin who would never give me her recipe for chicken noodle soup, and it was amazing. And I,
or they give you that half recipe, like Bill said. You're like, I don't know what you're doing wrong.
I right. started telling Magic. The rest of the family there was meth in it.
Oh, good.
I am boiling corned beef. I get the point cut because it's fattier.
Yep.
And then that's I good. Am doing boiled potatoes, carrots, cabbage, horseradish, and Jimmy Mac, McInerney. Always needs Guinness on St. Patrick's Day. So that's what we're
no
doing.
No Bass Ale?
Nope.
Okay. All righty.
It's solid. Tell everybody again about the Home and Garden Show. What do they need to do to
it
be
it?
It
is the Flower and Garden Show, which can be either in your home, out in your yard, wherever you want to do it.
It's you don't everywhere. Want to be an elitist and just assume you have to have a home.
It's at Navy Pier, 6:30. Marcus and I will be on stage. I'm assuming that the stage is centrally located. You'll be able to see it. We'll have laser lights, smoke dancers.
That's in my contract.
And some
solid
bullion.
Solid dancers?
Solid gold dancers, yes.
They'll be solid.
In kilts.
Marigold. Solid marigold flower.
Where is this?
It's at Navy Pier for the Chicago Flower Garden.
Oh, is this with Mr. Mariano? Say hello to him.
Well, he'll be there.
Yes.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Say hi to him.
I will definitely do that.
Frank
and Marcus
will be
Morgan.
There. Lou Manfredini will be there.
Oh, all the fun's happening there.
Everybody's there.
And when is this again?
Saturday night. This
Perfect.
Saturday.
That's Hannah. That's Dane. Oh, go on, Hannah. What were
you
going
to say? If you can't make it there, then listen to me because I will be here
all right.
From 7 to 9.
Very, very good. Hannah and Dane from Flavor HD. Chef Marcus Ford, chef to the elite here
Thanks
in
for
town.
Having me, guys.
Nice to see you.
And I have a tip that I heard on a commercial, a Green River ice cream float.
Oh, ooh. Insanely good.
Do that for...
so good.
Those are yummo.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's just Green River and vanilla ice cream. You can't mess
Pretty
that up.
Pretty easy.
Nope. News is next. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.